This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Dr. Walensky, the CDC director, has promised to tell the truth. And she says, I promise you I was going to tell you the truth, even if it's news you don't want to hear. And, you know, this is kind of coming in the same week that headlines have come out where Dr. Deborah Birx had said that she had uncomfortable conversations with President Trump. Dr. Fauci had said a few weeks ago that he felt like he couldn't say what needed to be said in the Trump administration. And I, as a physician, am very, very frustrated with what I'm hearing because patients and people in the public need to trust doctors. And they need to know that a doctor puts people first. And so if I heard that Dr. Deborah Birx, let's say, had an uncomfortable conversation with President Trump or felt like she couldn't be true to her profession, why didn't she quit? Same thing with Dr. Fauci. If Dr. Fauci felt like he had a gun to his head, figuratively, being in the Trump administration, then why didn't he quit? People look to doctors as not putting our fame first, our quan, money first. You know, if I had a patient that was knocking on the door at 5:30 at night on a Friday night, I opened it up. We never said, sorry, we're closed. We never said, sorry, we're closed. I'd open up on a Saturday. I'd open up sometimes on a Sunday if people needed to be seen. I put my family aside. I put money aside because, trust me, you weren't really getting paid a lot with insurance companies, especially during Obamacare. They paid you nothing. And you put the patient first. You always put the patient first. You put public health first. And so what I don't understand is when Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx feels like they, you know, were in a position where they couldn't be who they needed to be, that's, to me, a no-brainer. Then they should have quit minutes before they even felt that way. They should have already been out of there saying, see ya, this is my job. When we take that Hippocratic Oath, when we vow to put patients first, and we do, and people are like, yeah, Dr. Dahlia, really, you put patients first. Actually, we do. We, you know, if somebody has tuberculosis, if somebody has a communicable disease, we don't stay home and quit. We're there. We're there to make that person feel better despite what it does to us and despite what it does to our family. I exposed me and my family to the flu every year. That swine flu that was deadly, my family got exposed year after year because, sorry, I got bad allergies, year after year because I did my job. So when I heard, you know, this was a few weeks ago, Dr. Fauci was like, it's such a relief to work for the Biden administration because I feel like I could speak freely. I find that very, very wrong, and that he said that because then he should have told Trump, see ya. Why didn't he? Same thing with Dr. Birx. If Dr. Deborah Birx did not feel like she could speak her mind, then she should have gone too. Nobody wants to hear that a doctor sat, you know, stood in front of a microphone and blew smoke up our butts. And so, you know, if you're going to be a celebrity doctor, if you're going to become world famous on the world stage, have press conferences, be on camera, have everybody want to interview you, all right, you know, you better put your ethics first. Now, what happened with Trump? Well, when there was all this hype in the way beginning, I think a lot of us remember, we saw schools start to close down. We saw people start to freak out and buy toilet paper, and everybody was trying to say, calm down. I said that too. I was saying, guys, calm down. Okay? You made your kids go home. I know everybody's freaking out. Kids are scared. We need to explain to the kids why they're not in school. Can you also explain to some of us adults why the kids aren't in school? All right, we want to protect the grown-ups. Okay. 6 feet social distancing. Where did the 6 feet come from? No masks. Masks. Somebody explain everything here. But we did need a calming force. We needed somebody calming things down. If I was Dr. Fauci or Deborah Birx in that position, and President Trump was like, look, I don't want people to panic. That's what I would say. I'd be on the mic saying, look, guys, okay, we don't know what we're dealing with here. This could be a horrible pandemic, or this could be something milder than a mild case of flu. We don't know. But what we do know is some people are dying. And if we lose focus and we start to loot and bring chaos in, it's going to be worse. So we're going to guide you with what we know, and I, as a doctor, will tell you what I know. And if Trump had a problem with that, I would have left. Because I'm not going to lie, and you know what? I don't think Trump would have had a problem with that. So I'm kind of confused as to what's going on. So here Dr. Michelle Walensky is saying, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. I promise I would tell you the truth. So does that imply that people weren't told the truth? We got to be really, really careful. Does that mean that the CDC, under the directorship of Dr. Walensky, is going to do something that wasn't done before? So that means there wasn't truth coming out of the CDC? I don't understand that statement. Because I've been telling patients, go by the CDC. I had somebody call yesterday going, look, my family does not want to get the shot. They're scared. They think it's going to kill them. And I go, please, just, you know, the CDC is guiding us. Go to the CDC. And then we hear Dr. Walensky saying, look, I made a promise to you that I would tell you the truth. Why did she have to make that promise? Who lied? Who didn't tell us the truth? Which government agency, which political figure didn't tell us the truth? Now, I'm sure you guys are thinking of names, right? You know, Cuomo, whatever. But, you know, I think doctors better do a better job. And if doctors are thinking about, you know, their own prestige and notoriety versus public health better be first. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly and Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're seeing little bits of spikes, which we expected. And New Jersey, New York has been now leading the country in COVID-19 infections. We saw this coming when Italy had to go on lockdown, when Germany was considering lockdown, originally said they would, then they had to reverse it because people were mad that they were going to close down during Easter. Paris went on lockdown. So we knew that there was going to be some issues, okay? The Empire State has averaged 548 cases for every 100,000 residents over the past 14 days, surpassed by the Garden State, which is Jersey, with 647 cases. They said despite vaccination efforts, New York has not seen a dramatic reduction in infections. Daily cases have averaged about 50,000 people per week since mid-February. In New Jersey, new infections have climbed by 37% in a little over a month to about 23,600 every 7 days. They said in New York, Orange, and Rockland counties, they're seeing the highest positivity rates of 6.7% and 6.2%. Bronx County is at about 5.5% positivity rate, Suffolk County 5.4%. Remember, people are being tested to go back to work. So I am not surprised that we're going to pick up people who aren't sick or are having real severe symptoms. But, you know, we are expecting some surges. And with the spring break festivities, which I think still go on, my kid just went on spring break. We're going to head out of town maybe next weekend, but it's, you know, spring break covers almost a period of a month. So we knew that this would kind of be an active time. We had family over for Passover. Everybody had been vaccinated, but I was sneezing with allergies. We have allergies. So, you know, hopefully there wasn't any mild COVID circulating around. They said the highest number of new infections in New York on Saturday was in Queens and Brooklyn. They each saw 1,661 and 1,547 new cases, and they said cases have been on the rise. Governor Cuomo had recently invited the state's largest stadiums to start hosting sporting events and concerts. I think there's going to be some graduations. Some indoor fitness classes are going to get to resume, so it'll be interesting to see if they'll be able to still be able to do that. So, are new variants showing up? Yeah. I mean, I think we've seen some of the Brazilian variant. Now, the Brazilian variant, I was interviewed by News 13 on this. Why are people freaked out about the Brazilian variant? Well, in Brazil, this variant is now, in Brazil, the country accounts for almost a third of the daily global deaths from COVID. They're home to less than 3% of the world's population, but about 30% of everybody dying from COVID is happening there. So that's a concern. In the past 3 weeks alone, the surrounding state of Rio Grande do Sul has seen nearly 5,000 people die from COVID-19. Now, they have the P1 strain. Now, P1 strain is this Brazilian strain that we worry is going to be the one that's going to outsmart our vaccine regimen. It's 2.2 times more contagious, 61% more able to reinfect people than previous versions. So when people say, look, I got COVID already, I don't have to worry, P1 can reinfect you, we believe. The other thing that makes this P1, this Brazilian variant, more intriguing is we are seeing younger people more affected. In fact, 30% of people dying from COVID-19 are actually under age 60. So the Brazilian variant is what's making us nervous. Now, Dr. Michelle Walensky, she actually is using the term scared. She said, she is the CDC director. She said, I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much reason for hope, but right now, I'm scared. This is Dr. Michelle Walensky, CDC director. Now, why? Well, because in the U.S., the average number of new daily infections has risen by 10% to nearly 60,000 a day. Hospitalizations have risen to more than 4,800 new admissions a day, and the average number of daily deaths has risen by 3% compared to the prior week. She goes, I so badly want to be done. I know you all so badly want to be done. We are just almost there, but not quite there. And more than half the United States now are seeing increases in the number of new daily COVID cases. So, you know, and remember, she said, when I first started CDC about 2 months ago, I made a promise to you I would tell you the truth, even if it was not the news you wanted to hear. Now is one of those times when I have to share the truth, and I have to hope and trust that you will listen. I'm going to pause here. I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much reason for hope, but now I'm scared. So, you know, this is interesting because I'll hear people say, look, the government needs to always have a crisis. And the government will, even if COVID cases go down, they'll bring up the crisis. They'll bring up, this is what I think is going on. All right, I understand when there was all the, you know, hype saying we need to lock down and crush, you know, people's dreams and the economy and their business. You know, I was concerned that there was going to be some secondary gain from an election standpoint. But what I don't think that's going on now. What I think that's going on now is people are trying to cover their butts. Everyone's trying to cover their butts. People are seeing what's happening to Cuomo and what he did with the nursing homes, and nobody wants to be in Cuomo's position right now, which, by the way, I think now a ninth woman has come out accusing him of harassment. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you are heading the CDC, you need to, and just if you're being a doctor or anybody in the public health, you know, sector, you cannot give false hope. But you also don't want to panic people. So you need to be honest. You need to say, look, you know, I think more people are going to die. I don't want people to die. All right? This is a virus that we can't control. We could do our best with the masks, with the social distancing. We could do our best. But this virus is going to be with us for a while. So get vaccinated. Stay away from sick people. Try to play it safe. If you can work from home, great. You know, do the best you can. That's what I would say. I want to tell everybody to stay home and increase lockdowns and arrest people who aren't wearing a mask. That wouldn't be me. But then again, that's also why I'm not hired by the government, and no problem there. So with Dr. Walensky having this kind of this morbid, you know, I'm scared and impending doom, she's been calling and warning us for a while, so nobody could say that nobody wants to be the one to be accused of, you didn't warn us. I mean, look at what they're doing with Trump. Trump wanted to calm people down, and they're accusing him of killing people by not acting too quickly. But he had done, you know, country lockdown, stopped travel from China, So convene a task force. He put Pence in charge. I'm not really sure then what happened, but I don't know if we could really blame a bunch of deaths on Trump. I don't think we could blame a bunch of deaths on anybody, on Biden, on any. I mean, this is a virus. No man or woman can stave off nature to this degree. I think overall, all parties, all administrations get a pat on the back for the vaccine rollout. Looks like the vaccines are doing pretty good. Looks like overall safety is okay. I know the CDC is saying none of the deaths reported are vaccine caused. We have some families out there pretty upset. I still think research has to be done. But for the most part, most people getting the vaccine are healthy and safe. But yeah, I mean, we got some bad cases out there. India just had another 50,000 cases, 229 deaths. Italy, another 12,000 cases. Poland, another 16,000 cases. Philippines, another 10,000 cases. We still have COVID worldwide, so we're not out of the woods. Would I like to reopen? Yes. Would I like to see graduation? Absolutely. Got a bunch of my baby doctors graduating this spring. My son's graduating. I'd love for there to be a graduation. I think a lot of people are kind of over it, going, well, whatever, I'm not going to get my hopes up. But I also don't want to see any more people die that don't have to. But am I worried? That's what people want to know. Is Dr. Dahlia worried? I don't like this Brazilian variant. I am a little worried about that one. If this variant escapes our vaccines and can infect you twice and can affect younger people, because right now we have younger people saying, look, we're in the clear. This is kind of an older person issue. If we're seeing this affect younger people, I am. I'm nervous about it because I think a lot of people are going to let their guard down. Do I think these, you know, halfway face coverings are working? No. I mean, I think people need N95 respirators. So my advice would be get everybody N95 respirators who want them, especially the hospital workers. Get anybody who wants the vaccine, right? And get places open again. That's where I would go. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The vast container ship that has been blocking the Suez Canal for 6 days has been freed and is moving north to an anchor point. That's according to the Suez Canal Authority, paving the way to open the critical waterway and end days of global supply delays. The trial is underway of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill instructing the jury before opening statements.
Do you swear or affirm that you will be attentive during this trial and follow the instructions of the court so that you may reach a fair and just verdict?
Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell saying the prosecution has one main goal.
We plan to prove to you, beyond a reasonable doubt, that Mr. Chauvin was anything other than innocent on May 25th of 2020.
Floyd's death sparking a series of protests and riots across the country. USA Radio News. A staffer for President Biden blocked Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz from taking video at a migrant facility. Cruz and his fellow Texan Republican Senator John Cornyn leading a Republican delegation to the border over the weekend. As far as what he saw on that trip, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox and Friends.
Yeah, I saw the same thing. This little political apparatchik who's been working for the Biden administration for 2 weeks came down and tried to tell senators in my group, like Dan Sullivan, to put their phones away or they were going to be escorted down to the facility, and it just made me wonder who was going to actually do that. Since the Border Patrol agrees that Joe Biden's policy is utter and total failure.
Armed members of the far-left Antifa network clashed with passing-by motorists and counter-protesters outside Oregon's capital on Sunday. Video footage showing members of Antifa assaulting people with pro-Trump and pro-law enforcement flags driving by the capital in Salem. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the eviction ban that I believe was supposed to sunset this month, at the end of this month, is going to be extended till June. CDC has extended the eviction ban through June 30th. No substantive changes to the policy. Housing advocates are asking the administration to boost enforcement measures. But the CDC said that they are going to extend the federal eviction moratorium through June 30th to protect millions of tenants who have struggled to make the rent payments during the coronavirus crisis. So according to CDC Director Michelle Walensky, the COVID-19 pandemic has presented a historic threat to the nation's public health. Keeping people in their homes and out of crowded or congregate settings like homeless shelters by preventing evictions is a key step in helping to stop the spread of COVID. Now, we received an email from one of our listeners about this, and I'll have to paraphrase it because they're very, very upset. But going back, the CDC initially released an order in September barring eviction for non-payment of rent through the end of 2020, citing the 1944 public health law. Congress extended it in December. Biden administration renewed it again through March 31st. Congress also enacted more than $45 billion in rental assistance to help distressed tenants pay off back rent and ensure that struggling landlords are able to make mortgage payments. Here's the problem. Little of that money has been distributed yet. So the eviction ban requires tenants to state that they have been financially affected by COVID, can no longer pay rent. Evictions for other reasons are still permitted. Monday's extension, they said, makes no substantive changes to the policy. Housing advocates want to make sure landlords do not go around the moratorium. National Low Income Housing Coalition President and CEO Diane Yentl said the extension was essential but does not go far enough. They said it's disappointing that the administration didn't act on the clear evidence and need to also strengthen the order to address the flaws that undermine its public health purpose. So there's been obviously a lot of concern that people are going to be evicted the second the eviction moratorium ends. And it's tricky. I, thank God, don't have any rental properties. I had one. We sold it before any of this happened. And we've had nice tenants, but we had a mortgage on the property. And if the tenants didn't pay, we would have been screwed. We wouldn't have kicked the tenants out because they needed a home, but we would have been screwed. And you can't rent out the garage. You can't rent out part of the property. So we probably would have lost the property or hoped that the bank was going to also not, I guess, not foreclose on the house and wait till we could pay. The problem is if you did have somebody that was in a house for 15 months and didn't pay, would they have 15 months of rent? And if they didn't have 15 months of rent, how do you, March 30th first or June 30th, turn around and pay the bank? So there is supposed to be some sort of rent assistance, but not a lot of clarity on how that works. Does the money go to the tenants, and can the tenants spend it on whatever they want? Does the money get sent to the landlord directly so the landlord can then pay the mortgage? Does the money not go to the tenant or the landlord, just go straight to the bank? How does that work? So one of our listeners, and again, I have to paraphrase, had asked why we didn't let the government see how bad the lockdowns were, such that his argument was, if people were getting evicted and if people were losing their homes, maybe public officials would let them go back to work. And this is tricky, because I think once we are able to go back to work, the economy is still going to be still bad for a while. And so, you know, people do need a place to live. It's just, whose responsibility is that? The eviction moratorium, I understand, but with the eviction moratorium, within that same 24 hours, money should have been going to then help pay off the rent. Landlords have been completely screwed. A lot of people, their primary income is the rent. They bought a house. They live off of the rent that somebody's paying them. Or their house. It's their house, and they own it. And they use the tenant who's sharing part of the house or whatever. It's just, there's been so many situations where this has been bad. This has just not worked. As a doctor, I don't want to see kids thrown out in the street. I don't want to see people homeless. But I understand from the psychology of it how some people are saying if public officials saw they were going to have an increased homeless crisis, they might have acted quicker to get the city reopened. Well, yeah, you know, maybe we did put bandages on gaping wounds. We upped the unemployment. We did the PPP. We looked at all the money the government spent, and you could have just opened up the economy again, let people go back. Now, somebody could say, yeah, but people didn't want to go back. Not what I'm seeing. You know, we had family in town, and right before Passover, we wanted to go out to have some bread, right, before you couldn't have bread anymore. And I couldn't find reservations anywhere. Mind you, restaurants were only operating at 50% capacity. But, I mean, it was booked. People want to go out. People want that. They may not have a lot of money. They may be spending less. They may not be going to retail stores. They may be just purchasing online. So we will see, unfortunately, a lot of casualties from the retail sector. But there are people out there that they got their stimulus checks. They have their unemployment money. They want to go out. They want to see other people. They want to spend. They want to buy a new shirt. So, you know, the eviction ban, I understand. We knew this was going to happen, you know, till June 30th. I'm not sure when landlords would see their relief. But I'm under the impression that public officials know this is rough. I think public officials know that they need to open up as quickly as they can. They're going to be scared with this fourth wave, and I think there is going to be some hesitancy. We'll see what happens with New York and New Jersey because they recently reopened and now cases are rising. Again, it all depends on the hospitals. If the hospitals can handle it, we get to stay open. I haven't seen anybody in this past year build hospitals. I would have really liked to see that. Money go to the hospitals, let people work, so we didn't have to be putting all this money into unemployment, stimulus checks, rent, relief, you know, build more hospitals. So if we do have a flu outbreak or we do have a chicken pox outbreak or whatever, we have places people can go to get care. And these are kinds of the things we should have been doing this whole time. Which, again, we didn't close down for the flu each year, but we closed down for coronavirus. Now, mind you, coronavirus was scary. We don't have a vaccine for the flu. But we can't be closing down every year we have a new virus. We need to have hospitals. We need to have hospital beds. We need to have a plan in place. And we can't just rely on the government giving us money, giving us money, giving us money. Apparently, there's going to be another stimulus package that Biden is working on now. Makes sense. You know, people getting $1,400 checks, that was nice. But that's not enough. I mean, if they're using it to pay rent and all that, it's not enough. If they're not, that's a nice check, but $1,400 won't last that long. We're told that there might be another stimulus check or stimulus package coming out. We'll see. And taxes going to be raised, all sorts of stuff. Gas prices going up. It's not an easy time. So I wish I had more better news, but hopefully things will turn the corner. The good news is, you know, more people are getting vaccinated, and that's, I guess, a good sign. We're coming up to Easter. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's Passover, and with Passover and the Passover Seder, we talk about the 10 plagues. And me having had a science background, I always look at the Bible and I try to look at where science and the Bible mesh. I'm just like that. And usually when it comes to faith, it's just about the faith. All right, so just about the faith, just believe, and I believe, but it fascinates me when there are scientific explanations for things. So in the Old Testament, we're not in the Quran, we're not supposed to eat pork. Well, if they didn't cook pork in the olden days, people would get sick and die. Same thing with shellfish. Shellfish had a dorsal vein, which would be poisonous. And if that wasn't if shellfish wasn't appropriately heated and cooked properly, it could kill. So maybe the reason why those things are quote-unquote unclean or not considered kosher is because back then, people would die if they didn't cook it properly. Milk and meat. You're not supposed to boil a kid in its mother's milk. So as a result, in Judaism, we don't eat cheeseburgers. You don't eat meat and then have dairy in close proximity. I think you could have dairy, you could have meat after dairy if it's been at least 3 hours. You could have dairy, meat after dairy if, or dairy after meat if it's been 6 hours. So there has to be time deadline. That, yeah. But it's a respect issue. It's a respect issue. Same thing with animals. For it to be a kosher animal, it had to be a painless death. As painless as it could be. So many of the cows are lifted upside down, blood is rushed to their head, and then with the sharpest, slickest knife, so it's one sever, goes through the neck, most of the blood is drained, it's supposed to be as painless and as quick as possible. I don't know how painless it is for the animal, nobody asks, but in Judaism, we try to be as respectful of the animal as much as possible. We're not supposed to eat the fat of animals. Well, maybe it's because it clogs the arteries, you know? So I see that there might be a lot of science with it. You know, you're not supposed to have sex with somebody on their period in the Old Testament. A woman is unclean if she's on her period. And that could just be the guys are like, can we throw that in there? Honestly, I don't want to deal with it. Well, women are in pain a lot of times during their period. It's not comfortable. Sex is not very comfortable sometimes on our period. So maybe there was that issue, you know, out of respect for women because they're hurting. And if a woman is less likely to conceive on her period, doesn't make sense if you're trying to promote procreation during that time. So maybe that's why, you know, the Bible has these rules. In terms of unclean, unclean was also discharge. If a woman had vaginal discharge, they said a woman is unclean, don't sleep with them. Why? Because it could be an STD. So there's a lot of these rules. When you look at Leviticus, you'll see that there might be some scientific reasoning behind it, which fascinates me because we didn't understand a lot of what we understand now. So then what about the 10 plagues? You know, God sent Moses to ask the Egyptian Pharaoh, Ramses II, to let my people go. Ramses was like, nope. Pharaoh's, Moses is like, look, you're going to make God mad. You really want to say no to God? Pharaoh's like, yeah, bring it. All right, so the Lord sent down 10 plagues. Blood, frogs, lice, gnats, fleas, flies, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and then the killing of the firstborn. Well, scholars tried to look back at this going, you know, could there have been a pattern? And I see the pattern. I saw the pattern when I was in science going, wait a second, I can see how this could follow some sort of evolutionary or scientific pattern. So, for example, the blood. The water of the Nile turned to blood. So it was undrinkable. Now, one theory is red clay could have been washed into the river or tributaries. Or red tide happened, an algae bloom of Oscillatoria rubescens. That can turn the water red. And when you look at that, it looks like blood. So was it really blood or was it blood red? The algae then can release toxins that kill nearby fish. So when you see the reports of the, you know, all the fish died in the water. Well, with the algae releasing toxins, the fish could die with these red blooms or these red tides. And I have a picture. I wrote an article on this. It's on my Twitter and Facebook. And you see how the water looks like blood. Now, if the water is unlivable, well, now we have the frogs. So the frogs weren't then able to be around the water. So they swarmed the towns and the homes. Remember last week we talked about how spiders and snakes started to swarm people's homes and because of all the flooding? So one theory is since frogs like to live near the water, the toxicity and the smell cause them to move from the waterways to the towns. So now, some people could say, yeah, but really they made it sound like there are frogs all over the place. Well, have you ever had a spider in your house? And what would mom say? Oh, there's spiders all over the place. Yeah, it's infested. Me, if I see one spider, maybe two spiders, I feel like we are in for one hell of a, you know, of an infestation. So, you know, maybe it wasn't millions of frogs, but I'm sure there were a lot of frogs. Okay, so then come the lice, the gnats, and the fleas. So the next plague that came, well, the frogs eat insects. And the frogs keep the populations in control when they hang out by the marshes and the rivers. If the frogs left because of the unlivable water conditions, and then probably a drought also, there was a drought during that time, well, then the insects go unchecked. So if frogs are dying off or not being where they're supposed to be, then the frogs aren't eating the insects, and now we have a lot of insects. Same thing with flies. Swarms of flies were the fourth plague. So if you have lack of competing insects and frogs not around to eat them, you have flies. Plus, if you have a bunch of frogs dying, people are swatting them, they're not getting water, they're not getting insects. Now flies come to eat off the frogs. Okay, so what about livestock? Livestock then died. How did that happen? Pharaoh didn't give up yet, though. Yeah. So the fifth plague came. It was death of Egyptian livestock. Now, insects carry disease. So, swarms of them, not by the typical waterways, and now being overgrown, because you don't have the frogs eating all of them, could have caused the livestock to become deceased. Water sources were also becoming scarce as well. And then boils. So Egyptians became infected with boils in their skin. Now, we don't know if these boils was like a pox or a MRSA or we're not sure, you know, a staph infection. But we do know that insects carry disease. So if you don't have good clean water, you know, if you're not bathing in the water, bathing in the Nile because you're avoiding it because of the blood, you don't have good water, you don't have good food, pathogens can kind of take over. Now, one theory is there was a smallpox outbreak that could have occurred also. Researchers found smallpox scars on recovered mummies, and they postulated that maybe 3,000 years ago an epidemic could have occurred. So the boils could have been from smallpox, but again, insects biting people. Then hail. Hail came. They think hail could have been from a volcano. 3,500 years ago, the Santorini volcano north of Crete in the Aegean Sea erupted. Ash flying everywhere. Then, of course, the locusts got out of there. Locusts is the next plague. If there was a volcano, locusts are going to swarm away. And then darkness. The ninth plague was darkness. So temperatures dropped. It was dark. Covered, you know, the smoke, maybe, from the volcano. And then the death of the firstborn. They think maybe the firstborn were out on the fields helping the adults when the pestilence boils ensued. Or they were the first to eat grain. Maybe the grain became contaminated. But, you know, interesting. Interesting trying to draw parallels. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.